The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
You gonna get it?
No, I thought you would.
Oh, you lazy.
Well, I had to jump up three times, first to get my pipe and my tobacco and then the matches. So
maybe you'd get this. You lazy. Hello? Hello, Madge. How are you?
Hello there, Madge.
I know. It's been ages. Huh? Oh, well, just a minute. I'll see what the Lord and Master says. Hold on, Madge.
I know. They want us to come over and play some bridge.
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know. Do you?
Well, it doesn't matter. I'd like to if you would.
Well,
I haven't seen him for ages.
I don't know. I'm so comfortable.
Well, hurry up. Besides, dear, can't keep her hanging on the phone, you know.
I don't know. Do I have to shave?
Oh, no. You look fine.
Well, okay. All right. We'll come over for a while.
Hello, Madge. We'd love to. Look, I have to get a babysitter, though.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Oh, did you last week? Oh, we were in Boston. Yes! Had a wonderful time. You ever been there? Well, it's very historic, you know. I bought loads of postcards and pamphlets.
Honey, come
Paul Revere's house, the House of Seven Gables and all that. And I took some pictures, which I got back today. I'll bring them over. Tell you all about the trip.
Well, I bet they're sorry now they asked us over.
All right, Madge. Fine, I will. Goodbye.
Look, darling, for heaven's sakes, Madge and Charlie don't want to look at pamphlets of Paul Revere's house and all that
stuff. She said she'd love to. Oh, they've never been to Boston.
Honey, what else could she say? You know how we hate hearing about other people's trips.
I don't hate it. I like it. Now, I've got to get a babysitter. I'll call Janie, I guess.
I don't know. Maybe I ought to shave. Look at me. What do you think, huh?
Let me see.
Think I ought to shave?
Yeah. Maybe you should.
Oh.
We just asked what I thought.
Well, I want you to say no.
Now, for heaven's sake, I don't really care. You don't look bad, dear.
I don't look bad.
What do you want me to say now, huh?
I don't know. Maybe I better shave, huh?
Change my shirt, too.
Oh, golly, why'd we say we'd go? I was so comfortable.
Go shave and change your shirt now while I call a babysitter.
They're going that away. Yes, all America's heading for the wide open spaces on the first great outdoor holiday of the year, the big three-day Memorial Day weekend. But whoa there, what's the long, hard winter done to your vacation equipment? You need saddle soap for your riding boots? New line? New lures for the fishing? You need patches for the pup tent? Need golf balls? Charcoal for the cookout? Make a list. Only 2 days left to shop at your hardware and sporting goods store. Buy now and have a happy holiday. And all throughout your happy holiday, the world is as near as your CBS radio network station, broadcasting the news by Edward R. Murrow, Lowell Thomas, Robert Trout, Alan Jackson, and Bill Downs.
Not going. I just changed my shirt and shaved.
But I can't get a babysitter, dear.
Oh, you know, it's too bad Aunt Effie went home. She's kind of convenient to have around.
And when she stays too long, then you ask me when she's going home.
Yeah, I know. I'm a caution. Well, come on, Al. There must be somebody we can get to stay with Betsy.
Yes, of course, I hate to leave her with somebody strange when I haven't told her we're going out. I mean, if she wakes up and finds us gone and some strange babysitter here.
Oh, honey, she'd live through it. You make things too easy for Betsy. You really do. You baby her too much. She's got to be hardened more to the unpleasant aspects of life, which we all have to face when we grow up. Now, it seems to me...
Well, let's not go into all that.
Now,
if we're going to Madge and Charlie's, we've got to get a sitter. I've called all the ones I know. It seems to me Anne found a girl she liked very much.
All right, call Anne. Find out who she is.
Oh, I remember. It was the oldest Bronson girl.
Oh, well, call her.
Seems to me there was something Anne didn't like about her.
Oh, darling, you know how Anne is. Look, for Pete's sake, call the girl and see if you can get her.
Yes, all right.
It's going to be so late, there's no point in going at all. Now, hurry up! Come on.
Come on.
Call us if Betsy wakes and is scared or anything, won't you?
Come on. Get in.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
Well, I thought we'd never get started. The time you spend showing a girl around the house as though she were Queen Elizabeth on an inspection tour.
Well, you have to show her where things are.
Here is the ginger ale. Now, here's the ice. Here's the cake. Here's the television set.
Dear, babysitters won't stay if they aren't comfortable and have everything they want.
Serious beats me.
Oh, just remembered what Ann didn't like about this girl.
Why?
She charges 50 cents more an hour than the others do.
50 cents more?
Well, she does your dinner dishes, I think.
Well, you did the dishes.
Yes, I know.
She charges less if she doesn't do them, huh?
Well, I don't know how it works. Maybe there is a discount or something.
Boy, I tell you, when you have children, it gets more and more complicated and more expensive to step out in the evening.
I know. Where are you going? Don't turn here, dear.
Darling, it's the shortest way to Charlie's. Now, don't tell me.
You're thinking of where they used to live. They live out in the country now, near Spring Valley. You remember?
Spring Valley?
Yes, they've been there a year. You knew they moved.
Spring? That's 26 miles.
I know. That's why I asked you if you wanted to go. Well, you needn't clench your teeth like that. You knew Madge and Charlie moved. We went there to a party last summer.
Never. I have not been to any party at any Madge and Charlie's.
Charlie cooked a steak on the outdoor grill.
No, darling.
Yes, you did.
Look, I've never been there.
Yes,
now, let's not get into a big
thing. Oh, no. You're right. You're right. That's when you were in Chicago and I drove out there with Jack and Ann. That's right. That's right. Well, don't you want to go tonight? I mean, you want to
look,
turn
I've shaved and changed my shirt. We hired a babysitter. We might as well follow through.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in for it now. Turn on the radio. Let's have some music.
Well, dear, you certainly knew they'd moved to the country, honey. It belonged to Madge's mother, that house. And when she died, Madge and Charlie decided to move out there.
Well, that's fine. I just didn't
know Charlie asked you about shingles for the roof. The kind we used, that's when we were fixing our roof. He asked you about
it.
Yes, about the shingles.
Yeah, all right. Yes, you're right.
Charlie asked you about that. Here, I remember that. And I certainly told you.
All right.
You know, sometimes, sweetheart, you don't listen.
Well, it used to be that I didn't listen. Now I listen, but I don't remember. Getting old again.
Oh, no, you're not, honey. Yeah, let's grow old together. It's nice music, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's nice. Tchaikovsky, isn't it?
No, dear, that's not Tchaikovsky.
Certainly it is.
No, it is not. No, we have it. We should know it, we're going to say.
Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. Sure it is.
No, it isn't.
All right, what are you thinking?
Well, I thought at first it was the Greek piano concerto.
Greek? Oh, no.
There. Now, that part, that doesn't sound like Tchaikovsky.
Greek to you is not Greek. Certainly doesn't sound like Greek.
Well, it isn't Beethoven. It isn't Chopin. Let's see, it isn't
It's the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto, dear. The same recording we have with Horowitz playing and conducted by Toscanini.
No, it isn't at all.
Honey, we have played this dozens of times. About the only one I know, really.
Well, you don't really know it very well, then, because I'll bet this is not Tchaikovsky. And anyhow, I don't think the pianist on this recording is Horowitz.
Pianist. Mm-hmm. Well, darling, that is the correct way to say it.
Well, it is also correct to say pianist.
Well, pianist is the preferred. It is, darling. Now, don't get mad.
I'm not mad, but I love it the way you always say, well, that's the correct way to say it,
as though
I didn't know anything.
Look, for Pete's sake, honey, haven't we always said we should correct each other in private so we don't make mistakes like that when we're out with people? And we agreed that we would accept the criticism gracefully.
Well, you can also say pianist. You better turn left at the crossroads. It's shorter. Rachmaninoff. Rachman, that's what this is. His second piano concerto.
Rachmaninoff? No. It doesn't sound like
I'll bet it is. And the pianist sounds like Rubinstein. I'll bet it is.
No, darling, I am so sure of myself. I will bet you
$5.
$5. $5, I will bet you that this is the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto and the pianist is Heifetz.
$5?
$5.
It's a bet. Shake.
Put it there. Watch it.
And if this piano is being played by Heifetz, it's really magnificent because he's so much better known as a violinist.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Horowitz. I meant Horowitz, now. I know it's not.
Now be quiet, dear.
Yeah.
I think it's coming to the end. Now listen so we can hear what the announcer
all right,
says.
Yeah.
All right, now don't talk. Don't talk now.
All right, you be quiet.
Remember, $5 now.
All right, just make sure you pay up.
Symphony Hall has concluded this evening's performance with the playing of...
Turn it up!
We went under a viaduct.
As the soloist and played by the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra under the direction of Wilhelm Mengelberg. Stay tuned now for the latest news and weather.
Turn it off. Does it ever fail?
Cloudy
I
and windy
you.
Tomorrow with intermittent shout.
Oh, honestly, now we'll never know what it was. I can't stand not knowing, and I know that was $5 I would have had.
$5 I would have had, if
not
you please. I tell you what. I got an idea. Charlie's quite a music lover. We'll hum it for him when we get there.
I hope I remember how it goes.
Well, keep humming it until we get there.
Every Saturday, CBS Radio presents two exciting dramas that you'll enjoy. The first is Gunsmoke, set in the pioneer days of Dodge City. The adventures you follow on Gunsmoke center around United States Marshal Matt Dillon. The Marshal is responsible for keeping the peace among the oddly assorted characters who've drifted to the West to make new lives for themselves. When one of them rides to achieve that goal at the expense of somebody else's life, the shooting starts on Gunsmoke. But as soon as a trigger clicks, you can count on Marshal Dillon to get right into the fray. His aim for law and order is as true as his aim with a gun. If you like action, you'll like Matt Dillon's behavior in every episode of Gunsmoke. The second drama awaiting you on most of these same stations each Saturday is City Hospital. Like any hospital, City Hospital is a place where life often hangs in the balance, where emotion always runs high. Balcony fan from way back or fifth row center steady, you'll find your favorite seats reserved for you for both of these Saturday programs.
Well, it's no use. I can't remember it. I hummed it all the way here, and between getting out of the car and getting in the house here, it's gone.
Well, look, I am sure it was Tchaikovsky, Charlie.
What did you do?
We went under a viaduct, and the announcer faded just at the crucial moment. It was not the Tchaikovsky.
That's the Tchaikovsky.
Well, that's not what they were playing. Now, wait a minute.
We might as well give up, honey. Well, come on, Charlie. Let's take the girls on, shall we?
Yeah. Come on in here. Madge has the bridge table all set up.
Okay.
Where is Madge?
Madge, they're here.
They are. Oh,
Madge.
Oh, hello. Your babysitter just called.
Is Betsy sick?
No, but she said she was reading and all of a sudden crashed. Some plaster from the ceiling fell right into her lap.
Oh.
She looked up and there was this big wet spot. Now there's water dripping through, but she's put a pan under it.
Huh? Good night, folks.
Oh,
come on, dear.
Honestly, I'll bet it's that pipe we had trouble last winter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have to dash off just as we got here.
Just put it down to the fact that it isn't our evening, that's all.
Oh, yeah, that's rock, on and off.
Yes.
$5, please, dear.
As I said, this is not my evening.
Now, what is all this about?
Well, they had a little bet about what was playing on the car radio. Then they went under a viaduct, just the way we have, as the announcer says what the name is.
But I don't think that what she was humming was the Rachmaninoff, though. I don't, no.
Look, Madge, we've got that concerto. I know every note of it, with Rubinstein as the pianist.
Pianist?
What? Get the dictionary. Boy, this is the girl that when I first met her, she thought Orson Welles wrote the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto.
Oh, I did. Well, anyhow, it is pianist.
Yeah, she's right, Charlie.
Get the dictionary. Here we go.
Yeah, well, look, here we go, too. You'll excuse us, but we've been through all that.
All right. Now, look here, Matt. If there's one thing I do know, it's music.
And you
who can't tell chopsticks from Chopin. Oh,
I think we should have stayed home tonight, dear.
Oh, boy, you can say that again.
All right, I will. We should have stayed home
tonight. Stayed home
tonight. Holiday coming with all kinds of outdoor eating and fun. Whatever your plans for the long weekend, you'll need Triple Wax Cut Right, the wax paper that keeps all picnic foods fresh longer. Penny for penny, the big 125-foot roll gives you almost four times more than the expensive wraps and gives you a full 25 feet more than most other wax papers. It's being featured in food stores now. So when shopping, be sure to look for the Cut Right display and pick up a roll of Cut Right. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Martha Greenhouse, George Petrie, and Joe Julian, and is produced by Walter Hart.